Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted that you're on board with us today as once again we face the issues. We're going to be dealing with a very serious issue today. The question that must be asked and demands to be answered. Could America elect a communist president? Could America elect a communist president? I believe that should get the attention of every listener. We're going to talk about that today. As we think about facing the issues, may I remind us we need to face them based on the authority of Scripture, not philosophical rhetoric or ideological bent, not based on denominational dogma, but based on the Word of God. And ladies and gentlemen, I am concerned when I hear people say that we ought not to talk about political things because we need to just talk about Jesus. I want us to understand that God created the home, He created government, and He created the church, and He did so in that order. So from Genesis 1:1 through Revelation 22, when we talk about any issue dealing with government or politics, as it is called today, social economic issues or biblical theological doctrinal issues, church issues, any moral ethical issues, we're talking about biblical issues. It is found in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. And we need to stand for truth. What does the Word of God say? That is the key element of each of the broadcasts every day as we face issues. Jesus says to His disciples, "If you continue in My Word, then you're My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And ladies and gentlemen, the only thing that we have today that is worth standing on is the truth of the Word of God. Standing for truth, speaking the truth. Jesus said then in John 14:6, "I am truth." And then in John 17:17, Jesus made a declaratory statement that I believe should get the attention of every one of us. And that is, Jesus says, "Thy word is truth." Speaking of the Word of God, it is truth. But we find that we're living in a society today where many people are not interested, may I say boldly, most people are not interested in truth. Not interested in finding truth. We find that especially in Washington. It's not a matter of what is truth. It's not a matter of what is really happening. It's a matter of the perceived notion of what you want to say that the drive-by, fake, phony, false media can pick up then and use as their wedge to try to destroy the integrity and the leadership of President Donald J. Trump in the society in which we're living in today. It was George Orwell many years ago that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's exactly what we're seeing today, not just in Washington, but across the nation. We find that right here in our city. We find it in your city, wherever you may live. We find it in our states and state departments of leadership, whether it be the House or the Senate. Generally speaking, it's in the political arena where you find the spawning of anything less than real truth. It was the 15th century church reformer and theologian that said, in fact, his name was Jan Hus. Jan Hus said, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." And may I say, ladies and gentlemen, that should be the mantra, should be the desired course for every child of God, for every Christian, is to seek the truth. It should be to listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth. And I'll be the first one to tell you, when you stand and defend the truth, you have a lot of folks that want to oppose it and want to challenge it and want to denigrate the messenger because the messenger is standing for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, lest I forget it, That telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917 is the telephone number you can dial today. Get you straight through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your question and comment. A very serious lesson, if you will, today as we deal with the issue of talking about who we're going to elect as the President of the United States of America. Is it possible to elect a communist or even a sodomite? We're talking about both of those today. And may I ask you to call in and give your insights as to what we ought to do and what we ought not to do, what you believe is possible. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the equipment for homeowners with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of landscape and lawn care equipment for the professionals as well as for the homeowner. Tools for Time carries the hurricane preparedness equipment with generators like Honda and with a full knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about landscape power of equipment and about the hurricane preparedness equipment and all cleanup equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. It's 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. 11291 Old San Augustine Road, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that you've been watching the news and perhaps you've been sidetracked and concerned with the coronavirus and what's taking place there. By the way, you'll recall that I've said several times on this broadcast that we're going to watch that coronavirus increase exponentially. World Health Organization, the CDC, has already said it can very well be a global pandemic. And yet we have some saying we don't have to worry about it in America. There's already 22 cases, I believe they say, that's discovered in America today. And in China, they are absolutely beside themselves as to what to do because it's growing so exponentially and developing globally. And so I know that you've been watching that, and I know that it is something that we should be concerned about because in the last days, the scripture says there will be the earthquakes and the pestilences and the dire diseases that we're now watching take place before our eyes in American culture and around the globe today. But I think beyond that, ladies and gentlemen, I think that what we ought to be concerned about, especially as Christians, listen, I present this broadcast every day from a Christian perspective, what the Christians need to understand, what we need to do, and how we need to defend the faith once delivered to the saints. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, whoever goes in the office as president will have an indelible impact on religious liberties, freedom of speech, and the right to keep and bear arms for Americans. Ladies and gentlemen, Bernie Sanders seems to be gathering momentum. The New Hampshire race put Sanders first. That is, the self-proclaimed socialist Marxist communist is now first in the primaries that we're watching. Is it possible for a great nation like America to elect a communist president? America founded and built and blessed of God on biblical principles. America, where we sing the song, God Bless America. America, where we have the constitutional republic with the representative form of government. America, where we the people and our religious liberties have the right to keep and bear arms. America, where we can work hard, earn and save and have something for ourselves and for our families. That's America, ladies and gentlemen, in short. Is it possible for that America, for this America, to elect a communist, Marxist president for the United States of America? But ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're witnessing the potential end of America and American freedoms and liberties that we're seeing. Let's just hopscotch for a moment, and we'll start taking calls in just a moment. But ladies and gentlemen, let's just do a little hopscotching, as I would call it. Let's just say that God protects us in the November 3rd, 2020 election, and we put President Trump back in office. Ladies and gentlemen, it will be 4 short years before there will be another election. And what we're seeing today with this phenomenon of the airheads, the 18 to 35-year-old age groups, and they're the millennials, that 70, I believe it's something like 78% of the Bernie Sanders followers are the 18 to 35-year-old age group, millennials. if they continue with the momentum to destroy America, the constitutional liberties that we have in America, because they know no better, because they have been taught that by the socialist, Marxist, communist professors in the schools. As a result of that, we're watching the insurgence of this mindset that America is second class and that America is not great, and that other socialist countries have greater governmental authority than the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, it seems that everything that Christians and conservatives hold near and dear are under attack in this socialist, Marxist, democratic run for the president of the United States of America. I believe we have a call on the line. Go over the question and the comment, please.
Yes, in answer to your question, is it possible to elect a communist? We have already done that. We've already elected and reelected a communist, but he was disguised as a black Muslim. So we've already had a communist president. The current president was a reaction to 8 years of communism. Your other question, is it possible to elect a sodomite? No, probably because of the black vote. Blacks have a certain morality that, I'm sorry to say, white people don't have when it comes to sodomy. And because of the black vote, it would probably be almost impossible to elect a sodomite.
Well, you're probably exactly spot on with the statement. And by the way, it was under the Barack Hussein Obama leadership for 8 years, and he said that he was going to fundamentally change America. I believe Americans have forgotten that. Bernie Sanders is using the identical same term. He said, this is not a revolution. He said, we're going to fundamentally change America. But Barack Hussein Obama was a closet sodomite Muslim, and as a result of that, we saw the declension of America as never before since, who was it, Jimmy Carter? That was the failed president of our era, and yet we're right on the very verge of seeing the potentiality of that today with Bernie Sanders.
Well, in 2008, Barack Obama said, we are just a few days away from fundamentally transforming America. And that's exactly what he did. It was a silent revolution. As Karl Marx said, we will take over America without firing a shot. And that's exactly what happened. Have a good day.
Thank you so much for your call. Thank you for the input. And you're spot on with what you're saying. One of the things, with that being said, that we need to sit up, wake up, smell the coffee, and realize, ladies and gentlemen, the danger that we're in America, politically speaking. And as a result of that, let me remind you that in 2016, 31 million Christians did not go to the polls and vote. We need to sit up and realize that our liberties, our freedom of speech, and our religious liberties are hanging in the balance. Who we vote for, who we put into office, local, state, and national, makes the determination of the trajectory and the direction that our nation is going in, spiritually speaking. It was in Exodus chapter 18, verse 19, and I recently spoke of this, Exodus chapter 18 and verse 21, that is. It says, moreover, thou shalt provide out of the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is very clear on who we ought to elect as a president. We ought to elect those that are capable. The scripture says able men. That is, they're able to lead, able and qualified to lead a nation, to lead our people. That means having, secondly, the conviction. It says such as fear God. That means to have an awe, reverence for God. That's men that are governed by the biblical principles. And ladies and gentlemen, Christians of all people ought to understand the biblical principle of electing men, putting men in position that are capable, able men. Able to lead, qualified to lead, but having the fear, the awe, reverence of God, the ability to lead, backed up by biblical principles in their lives. With character, the scripture says, men of truth. Men of truth. Now, I don't know how much more clear that can be than men of truth. This speaks of reputation and reliability, that you can trust what they're saying, that you can place your trust in their political agenda and the political rhetoric. But ladies and gentlemen, you can listen to most of the socialist, Marxist, Democrats that are running for president today, and you can tell when they're lying. That's when they're moving their lips, and that's the unfortunate truth about what we're finding in the political arena today. So I'm calling, giving a clarion call to Christians today to sit up and take notice, to recognize and to give prayerful consideration of what we ought to do. Just a very recent case here in Jacksonville, Florida, where a 27-year-old man says that he drove through the tent where Republicans were getting people registered to vote. He drove through the tent because he said, and I quote, that he said, "I hate President Trump. I hate Trump." And that is what we're finding today, ladies and gentlemen, across America today, because Trump is standing, I believe, and yet they're accusing him of, on MSNBC on one occasion, they said that President Trump has lied 15,000 times. Well, I want to know who the moron is sitting down with a tabulating scale determining how many times he's telling a lie. And yet we find on the trail today the liars in general that are running for president. You can listen to the majority of the socialist Marxist Democrats and find that they can open their mouth only to lie. You can look at Adam Schiff and you know that he's lying when he opens his mouth. But, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says that it ought to be men of truth. That is, they have a reputation and reliability of what they say is truth, and then ones that under control. Hating covetousness, the scripture says, that is, ones that are running for office not for the money, not for the pride, not for the position, but simply because of wanting to do that which is right before God with honesty and integrity for the United States of America or for the local governance or for the state governance, whatever the case may be. But ladies and gentlemen, it is very, very clear that we need to be aware of what is taking place in our nation today, and we need to be willing to stand for truth and to stand for those that are going to run for office that are truthful, that are God-fearers, that are those that are going to speak the truth and going to do so based on biblical concepts and principles. Now, I don't know if I can say that any more deliberatively or any more clear than I've just stated. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We're going to get a little deeper into the minutiae of those candidates, especially the top two, the top tier, which now happens to be the sodomite, the communist, Buttigieg and Sanders. Those are head-to-head now with the leadership, and I don't think that Buttigieg will carry a greater leadership across the nation than we've already seen in some of the northeastern states where you got the loose likes lost liberals embedded in the societal agenda in that part of America anyway. But I want us to understand that we do face a horrific danger if we're not awake as Christians. The Bible says we're to be salt and light. Salt means that we're to illumine darkness, that we're to cast out the darkness. Light is designed to dispel darkness, and salt is designed to preserve the decay in the society. So as Christians, we're to dispel darkness, and we are to retard decay in a society in which we're living. That can't be done just hiding in the closet and saying, "Oh, how I love Jesus." That can't be done in saying, "I'm going to leave the politics to the politicians." Ladies and gentlemen, that's been practiced for some 50-plus years now. That's the reason we're in the condition that we're in today, is because of the mamsy-pamsy philosophy spawned out of the pulpits in America with spineless preachers that's not willing to take a stand and say, "This is what God's Word says, and this is what we ought to do." It's a frightening thing, ladies and gentlemen, to see what's taking place today. I'm concerned. I'm concerned for one primary fundamental reason. If we put the wrong person in office, we will watch our religious liberties and the freedom of speech that we have in America absolutely be thwarted, if not totally destroyed. Nancy Pelosi and the AOC and her squad, Nancy Pelosi and her Democratic Socialist Marxist governance, they've already passed House Bill 5, which is called the Equality Act, which if it ever sees the light of day by presidential pen, ladies and gentlemen, if it ever sees the light of day and becomes law, it will destroy the church, it will destroy religious liberties and freedom of speech. They're already on the fast track of doing that in America today. God help us if we put a socialist Marxist Democrat into the presidency, in the office of president, place him in the Oval Office. Ladies and gentlemen, it seems that everything that Christians and conservatives hold dear to our hearts today is under attack by the socialist Marxist Democrat candidates running for president. If one of these candidates had the potentiality of becoming president. It will destroy religious liberties. It will destroy freedom of speech. It will cancel our right to keep and bear arms. It will open our borders and destroy the sovereignty of the United States of America. It will make the sodomite agenda the priority. It will enforce governmental controls on medical services and the fact that babies will be destroyed in the womb. Ladies and gentlemen, let me pause just for a moment. If a socialist Marxist Democrat could go into office, we would have the slaughter of the infant to the elderly, from the baby in the womb to the elderly in the helpless position in hospice or in palliative care in our hospitals, where they're dispatched to save money for the healthcare industry. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm highly concerned about that. Here's an article where it says, former congressman, and it's talking about Tom Tancredo, former congressman says, Democrat strategy is to totally transform our nation. The Democratic strategy is to totally transform our nation. Here's what Tancredo says. There's a reason why Democrats hate President Donald J. Trump so much, warns former U.S. Representative Tom Tancredo. Republican of Colorado. It's because he threatens their ultimate agenda of transforming America, just as Barack Hussein Obama had promised that he would do, end quote. Now, I couldn't state it any more succinctly. I could not state it any clearer than Tom Tancredo has said, that they hate President Donald J. Trump. They, the Democratic, Socialist, Marxist Democrats, they hate Donald J. Trump simply because he is standing in the way of their transforming, that is, the Socialist Marxist Democrats, the Communist Party in America. And yes, I'm stating that. I believe the Democrats could simply change it from the Democratic Party. They're already bowing to the term that Bernie Sanders has brought in, that it's a Socialist Democratic Party. And I think that's a misnomer. We're watching the Communist Party taking over in the United States of America. I don't know if you've been paying attention to the news, but on the early morning news, two prestigious universities in America are now under investigation by the DOJ because they have accepted, between the two of them, over $6 billion from the communist government of China. Over $6 billion. And how do they do that? They get the universities to have departments of study for the Socialist Communist Party, and in turn they fund the university with millions upon millions of dollars, and now to the tune of $6 billion in those two prestigious universities. And I pray to God that they're discovered. I pray to God that they are shut down as a result of it, in that effort, at least that portion of it, because this is the reason we see the infiltration of the socialist Marxist agenda in the United States of America, is because these universities are being funded by the Communist Party. And it's not just those two. Those are the two that's been caught. Those are the two that's been identified. I believe it's endemic, and every college and university in America, those state-run colleges and universities, I believe each and every one of them are accepting those dollars from around the globe in order to enhance their position in the marketplace. But as a result of that, they put on the socialist, Marxist, communist professors that's brainwashing our kids. And thus we have the 78% of the Bernie Sanders followers that are the socialist, Marxist agenda, ideological, philosophical bent. I don't know how I can say it any clearer. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in trouble in America today, and yet we have Bernie Sanders running the lead as the lead dog, if you can call him that, in the socialist Marxist agenda for the president of the United States of America. I believe we have a call on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Bernie Sanders is an interesting character, but he's far from being the only socialist on the stage. If you recall, some months ago, when the stage was full, now it's dwindling, but when the stage was full of those Democrat candidates and there wasn't an American flag in sight, that's just a little side note. It's amazing how unpatriotic That's right. These folks seem to be. But every single one of them raised their hand in support of providing free medical for illegal aliens. Okay, understand how extreme that position is. That's an extreme position, and it's a socialist position, while at the same time, those same individuals are for open borders. Some went so far as to say they would tear down the walls and the gates that we already have, not going any further in defending our country. So what are these things, when you put them together, what do you conclude? They're asking for collapse. They're begging for collapse. You know, we're headed for collapse as a nation. You cannot sustain the debt that we have as a nation into perpetuity. The warning bell was once again rung the other day with our Federal Reserve Chairman. We can't sustain the debt. We cannot continue this path. However, they want to not only continue the path, but accelerate the accumulation of debt. So we know that they not only are okay with the disaster, but they want to precipitate it. They want to bring it about. They want to accelerate it. They want to make it happen faster. What does this mean? You know, and I spoke a week or so ago about the Ploward and Piven. They want to bring collapse. In collapse, they're still on top of the dung heap. They are happy to turn America into a dung heap so long as they're in charge. They're in control. They're the ones calling all the shots.
Absolutely. And I think that we're asleep at the wheel when it comes to conservative Christians in America in particular. And you talk about the goal and what many people do not recognize when you hear Bernie Sanders and others talking about social medicine, Medicare for all, as they call it. It's enforced government medical control, and what they do, they can control life and death. I read an article recently about the social medicine in these socialist, Marxist, communist countries, and they used a pretty good example. For example, if the government runs out of money in November for medical care, then December, anyone that has medical emergency will just have to die because they've run out of money. And I'd hate to think, Greg, and ladies and gentlemen listening, I hate to think that we're in the position that these socialist Marxist countries are, and yet Bernie Sanders and each of the other Marxist candidates are saying they want social medicine, the Green New Deal. And the Green New Deal sounds comforting if you look at it from the mindset that many are saying we need to protect Mother Earth. But at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, that simply means governmental control over every industry, every trade, every business, every building, everything, including, as AOC said, we need to stop having airplanes. We need to stop having buildings with glass in them. We need to stop having any of the oils or any of the petroleum products, et cetera, et cetera. So, Greg, what we're seeing is a real desire and push for the fundamental change in America. Barack Hussein Obama said that, being carried out now, where it's transforming America, the fundamental change that he talked about doing, they still want to carry that baton forward.
The thing with socialist economies and how they collapse, when they go into complete failure, when they go into complete collapse, as Cuba has been forever, Venezuela's been for a few years, the individuals at the top of the food chain are always very, 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 very wealthy. When Fidel Castro died, I think he was worth nearly $1 billion, like $900 million, if I recall correctly. When Hugo Chavez passed away and his daughter continued in power, of course, the other fellow, Hugo Chavez. Anyway, the other fellow's in charge now. The country's in complete flames. But Hugo Chavez's daughter is supposedly worth like $4 billion. Look at Bernie Sanders. You know, look at this little young socialist communist in this country. When he entered public life, I think his financial disclosures indicated he was worth a net worth of $1,100, and that included his automobile. Did you hear me, folks? Now,
yeah.
You check me. I just read that. $1,100, including his automobile. Today, he's worth millions and millions of dollars. He has four houses. He drives an R8 automobile, very expensive automobile. However, he's telling us what we need to do is embrace socialism. Again, he is happy to turn America into a dung heap so long as he's on
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break for the top of the hour news. Be right back. Don't turn your dial. Hang on. Greg, hang in there. We'll continue this conversation after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.